from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I saw something 2 days ago leaving work, Dustin, though, that I know happens, but it's the first time in a long time that I've actually seen it happen in reality. I was pretty amused by it. So I pulled up to get on 77 to go home, and I was the second car at the light in the far right lane, and the first car
popping on 77 South right here.
Yeah, on what on East 14th?
14th, yeah.
And
it's a great way to get home, isn't it?
It's just so quick.
It's a cheat code, man.
And here's the thing:
slide out of this garage, bam, one turn.
Because especially now, you can go out on the road across the way. It's a left turn, a right turn. You're there.
People don't know these little conveniences. How much it saves me 8 minutes every day.
Well, especially if you had to go down most nights over by the Gateway District, which is literally one street over. You're talking probably a 10-minute add on to your drive.
Oh, at least.
At least. If it's like a sellout night for the Guardians, you're sitting in traffic for a minute. Because you're trying to turn left there.
Don't give away the secret, but we have the best garage for a sporting.
We really do.
Because you can just totally beat all the traffic.
Yeah. Now.
Sorry. Don't park in our garage.
It's bad for other reasons. But for this one, it's good.
Oh, that it might fall on you and break your car?
Yeah,
Or your body?
Or you might die. Or trying to fit my big-ass truck on some of the turns there.
I would have bought a different car. That's why I don't own an SUV.
I see, but that's the thing. I just love that space. I just love being able to... Hey, so I drove cars for so long.
Do you know how many pillars I've hit in that garage?
Really? I've never hit one. That's wild.
No joke. Like, at least three times.
That's funny. See, because I have a truck because I got sick of bashing my shoulder.
I never broke a gate.
Yet. Give it time. But so I'm out there on East 14th, waiting to get on 77. There's a cop in the second lane, in that like middle lane there, and he's the front car. And we all kind of got there at the same time. We've waited at this red light for probably 45 seconds. And all of a sudden, I see the lights go on. The cop kind of slowly ambles through the intersection. Then the second he gets across, turns off his lights, and I mean, hauls ass. And it wasn't like hauls ass because somebody just committed a crime or somebody might be dying. It wasn't Superman hauling ass. No, it was just like, I don't have to sit there anymore, hauling ass. And for a second, I was like, bleep that guy. I'm a big supporter of our police officers. I kind of wanted to mother bleep that guy, even though it would end badly for me.
Yeah, and also you'd probably do the same thing.
And you gotta
put yourself in their shoes for a minute.
For the second, if I was in no danger of somebody pulling me over because I ran a red light, and I just blatantly ran a red light by using a cheat code, which is the police lights, I'm like, if that's the only way you abuse your privilege
whoop,
as a cop,
whoop, 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 whoop. I sound like Curly and Moe.
I think he mostly
or Larry.
Sound like, it's mostly Curly who did the...
Do we need to add that to the breaking news sounder?
I think so. Actually, that'd be really good. That'd be really, really good ahead of, I got news for you. I got news for you.
Am I unintentionally making you laugh?
No, I think you're intentionally making me laugh this time. But I got to thinking, if that's the worst way that that person abuses the privilege of being a cop, I think we're okay.
Okay.
Because every single person would do it.
100%.
Am I allowed to do a citizen's arrest on that, though?
No.
Because, you know, because I don't really know.
I don't know that you're really allowed. I don't know you can citizen's arrest a cop.
Okay, so this is I grew up watching
Cops,
Andy Griffith, where that like citizens' arrest was like a big thing that would happen like once every five episodes. It was a great running gag on the show. Is citizens' arrest a real thing?
My brother did one time.
What do you mean? He just
How do you do it?
Yeah, like you just say.
I mean, my brother threw the guy on the ground and put his hands behind his back.
Okay, that seems like a pretty direct way. But do you have to like read him his Miranda rights? Like, I don't know the rules on this.
We just held him. Well, I didn't. No, we. I mean, he held him down until the cops got there.
Man, that's so.
He was trying to like he was hammering this guy, and he was trying to get into this restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Hole in the wall, dive bar.
Yeah,
and he was trying to get back in. Didn't pay his tab, and then they had to lock him out. And then he put a crack in the window trying to pound on it, and my brother went out there and handled it.
It's pretty badass. I'll be honest with you.
I couldn't do that.
I have done that. But no, I have.
I love how you just go, man, that's so badass.
Well, no, I mean specifically
Then you add on, I've done that.
Well, no. No, don't paint me like that.
What a chotch move.
No,
there by
don't
you.
Paint me like that.
Paint I, you like that. You just
I
paint yourself like that.
I specifically said what your brother did was badass. I wasn't trying to say what I did was badass, but then you followed. I was like, that's badass. And you're like, I wouldn't do that. And I'm like, I have done that.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't mean what I did was badass. Well, I just mean the way you set the story up was badass.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Man, you won't just let me give you a damn compliment these days.
What do you mean these days?
For the last 2 years.
Oh, I take compliments very well. So do you.
I actually hate compliments. They're awful. I don't believe compliments, but
you look like a leprechaun today.
I take insults pretty well. Show your work.
Are you wearing a green shirt?
So anybody, but using this logic,
I mean, you look like you're going out for St. Patrick's Day.
Just because I'm wearing, does this apply to everybody wearing a green shirt?
Yeah, well, your beard makes you look a little Irish.
That actually tracks because I'm like half Irish. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so take the compliment.
I thought his shirt's teal.
Yeah, it is. It is more teal. This I feel like if I tried to pass this as green on St. Patty's Day, I would get six shades of bleep kicked out of me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And then Derek would have to come citizens arrest the guy. I'm really fascinated by this idea. Is citizens arrest, is that a real thing?
I mean,
that just sounds like he just knocked the crap out of a guy and they just like at no point did say citizens arrest? Because I want the satisfaction of saying this is a citizens arrest.
I think he did.
See, then now it's badass again. I've never said citizens arrest. Henceforth.
And so there was actually a cop who was not on duty,
mm-hmm.
who was there, and came out and finished off the deal. Waited for backup.
So wait, was he just...
No, he came out there and basically just, you know, kind of patted my brother on the back and like, I got it.
Oh, so did he take over holding the guy
down? He took over, yeah.
Wait, but in the initial story, you said your brother held the guy down until the cops came.
Yeah, and this guy's a cop.
All right, now it's less badass. He just held him down for a minute, and then the cop came out and said, I got
it
you
from here. It was a solid 2 minutes.
We're kind of like walking all across the badass line here. The more details you give me, the more I'm not sure about it. I'll tell you right now, I can tell you definitively who is the most likely person at this station to try and perform in earnest a citizen's arrest. It's Keith Britton.
I'm not interested.
I guarantee you, you got a little Johnny Law to you. Because you have a temper, dude. You do have a temper, and you use that temper way more than I do. I don't use your temper either. But I guarantee you, you police the whole station. You literally, Ken said one line that you can bust his stones on today.
No, I thought it was a good question.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'm telling you right now. I could find, somebody out there who's smarter than me could find multiple scenarios where Keith would be the first person to do a citizen's arrest on somebody. I'm surprised. Usually we get like tweets or reaction on this where people are like, oh yeah, I've citizen's arrested somebody. I just want to know when I'm allowed to.
Hey, what are you going to do? I mean, if somebody runs a red light, you going to like go try to pull them over?
No.
That's illegal.
No, that's also how you get shot. That's
and also impersonating a cop.
So the pulling over is
the
problem?
How are they going to pull over? You gonna put like on your red and blues?
No.
You got some spare ones? You're going to throw it on top? Like you're back in like a 70s sitcom?
Now that I've said it, I don't know what would make me citizens arrest somebody. Because like if you were jaywalking, I wouldn't care about that. Ooh, no.
I mean,
if you were assaulting somebody and I thought it was unfair.
It'd have to be like you're in a bank and a guy comes in trying to rob it and then you just intervene and you take the guy out.
No, I give the guy my wallet and sit on the ground and survive. That's how I handle that.
Well, it just depends on the situation.
Yeah. Like, see, that's so that too high stakes there.
If you had an opening, you wouldn't take the guy out, like tackle him.
What's the upside?
I mean, you don't know what this guy's motive is.
Okay, but like what's the upside of citizens arresting a bank robber with a gun?
Well, you stop him from robbing the bank and hurting anybody.
Oh, okay, but who says most of the time they don't want to hurt anybody. They just want to get the money and get out. So
most times,
but meaning like, what's the? Am I going to get a key to a city if I stop it? Am I going to?
No,
is it boy band ass? Like, what are we getting here?
You may save your life.
I saved my life by shutting the hell up and sitting on the floor.
Man,
see, like, so we've established the polls here. Like, the not worth it citizen's arrest is the potential to get shot with no real upside for stopping somebody robbing a bank. The low side is I'm not going to stop you for jaywalking because I don't care and I jaywalk all the time. There's got to be a sweet spot. There's got to be some mid-level misdemeanor bordering on felony that won't kill me that also there's some bump there. No, Mac, you have it. Real quick, get in on it.
So I looked it up. When a person can make an arrest, a citizen's arrest, a felony has been committed or there is reasonable ground to believe that a felony has been committed, any person without a warrant may arrest another who he has reasonable cause to believe is guilty of the offense or detain him without or until a warrant can be obtained.
All right. We do have Ty Dunn coming up, but have you ever performed a citizen's arrest? I want to know every detail here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.